Chapter 7, Devotional 7. Is your peace tied to money? Find perfect peace in Jesus. In Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, we read, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock." Many people, including Christians, struggle in their relationship with money. I have found that most corporate executives view salary as the initial benchmark in assessing the appropriateness of a job offer. And yet, at the beginning of their search process, when asked what their most important criteria were, compensation was seldom in the top three. Human history shows that mankind has long-standing addiction to money. Our love for it often corrupts our thinking and judgment. Research shows that most lottery winners go broke and are sometimes forced to file bankruptcy within 3 years of claiming their winnings. For years, I found comfort and felt secure in my ability to generate significant income, have a large bank balance, savings, and lots of cash in my pocket. When we were first married, Karen joked that I became anxious whenever my money clip fell below $300. In 2009, I discovered the power money had over me. Within 18 months, our income fell by nearly two-thirds to a level I had not known in 20 years. Fortunately, the Holy Spirit revealed in advance that this shift would occur. God used this period to help me change my thinking about money's purpose and how I related to it. He helped me become a better steward over all that I have. Several times, I have had to smile when, in addition to our tithes, the Holy Spirit prompted me to place all I had in my pocket in the offering bucket. I'm thankful to God that I was able to obey joyfully. I praise God I no longer stress over client contracts, bank balances, or the money in my pocket. I have peace knowing God is my source, and everything else is just a resource. Do you trust your paycheck, bank account, credit cards, or cash more than you trust God? If so, I encourage you to make a commitment to trust Jesus. He will give you perfect peace that defies understanding. Lord, thank you for green pastures, still waters, and for all the times you restored my soul. Thank you for the comfort and peace that comes from you and only you. I choose today to rest in the shadow of your almighty hand. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.